Lawmakers traveled to Fayetteville Monday night for a public forum focused on a newly passed constitutional amendment. The amendment closely affects the local economy, but not everyone in Fayette County thinks the impact is a positive one. The constitutional amendment was approved by the voters of West Virginia in November with 62% of the vote. The nonprofit youth organization Tax Exemption Support Amendment, as it was titled on the ballot, is a measure that deals specifically with the Boy Scouts of America.
When we committed to West Virginia, we also said we would try to open this area up for use, but we ran into a hitch.
Gary Hartley with the Boy Scouts explained to West Virginia Public Radio before the election, the amendment was narrowly tailored for the Boy Scouts and their Summit Bechtel Reserve. As a nonprofit organization, the Scouts enjoy some perks, like an exemption from state property taxes. But if the organization started renting out their property to private businesses as they would like to, they would lose the exemption. The newly approved amendment allows them to lease their property and maintain the tax exemption. Hartley has said so far, groups like the X Games and organizers for the Olympic Trials have expressed interest in using the facility.
These events would bring people in to the event itself. It would bring folks into local hotels, motels, restaurants. All those would come into our local communities if we were able to run big events on this property.
But attached to that amendment is a requirement for lawmakers to create enabling legislation, basically a law to define what exactly the Scouts can and cannot do at the summit. 14 lawmakers and 2 incoming delegates attended the Fayetteville Forum on that enabling legislation. About a dozen community members shared their concerns. Skip Peter with New River Adventures is one Fayette County resident who voiced his concerns over the change. Peter says he's worried the Boy Scouts will get into competing industries at the summit, like whitewater rafting, and undercut local business owners who do have to pay property taxes.
So I hope the committee will take into consideration to consult with local business, outfitters, restaurants, lodging properties, that we don't get ourselves in a situation where, because of a tax-exempt status, we're going to have an unequal playing field.
Dave Bassett owns Ace Adventure Resort and says while the Scouts have contracted with his company for whitewater rafting trips in the past, he still worries about the competition.
At Ace, we are the most similar facility to what the Scouts have to offer. We have a lot of acreage. We do a lot of similar activities on our property, and we would very much like to find ourselves in direct competition for those activities.
But not everyone at the public hearing shared words of concern. Some shared support, like Tom Cochran, who manages the Raleigh County Airport.
Never will we have the opportunity that we have before us now. And it's shame on us if we don't take advantage of it in a positive way of development. Are we going to continue to stay as we are, or are we going to grow with them and support them of what they have made the investment for?
Some who support strict requirements in the new legislation told lawmakers the economic impact the area was supposed to see during the Scouts Jamboree in 2013 never came. Restaurants and hotels in the area sat empty after they were told to expect large crowds. Elmer Copples, who owns Glade Springs Resort in Beckley, says the summit's economic impact shouldn't be judged by that one event.
And the game changer is not the Jamboree. The game changer is what they're asking for now, is to open it up, let people come there, and see what that does for your business. It can only do good.
Bill Wells owns rental property in the Fayetteville area and agrees.
And the key, I think, is if the summit constructs large-scale lodging and restaurant facilities that allows these events to be contained on the property, the effect will be the same. But if they hold the events there but allow the crowds to spill over into the community, then I think there'll be a big benefit to the local area.
The legislature is accepting written comments on the enabling legislation for the next 30 days, but outgoing finance chairman Brent Boggs says the incoming leadership team will likely not wait until that period is over to start drafting the legislation. He says he hopes the drafters will take the concerns of local business owners into consideration. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Fayetteville.